side.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to episode number 77 of All Joking Aside. I'm one of your storytellers today. I'm Gregory Cohen. And right over here is...
Fairy tales can come true. They can happen to you.
If when you you're have young. To fart. Oh, I'm sorry.
That was so beautiful up to that point. I'm Daryl Mendelson, your other co-host.
Hi. And we are talking about fairy tales today.
Yes, we are.
So, please sit back, get comfy. I'm going to tell you a little story. Here we go.
A little story?
A little story.
I want to hear what that
here
is.
Here we go. Here we go. Once upon a time,
okay,
in a beautiful kingdom called Southern California, there lived two handsome, virile young men. Yes, I know this is your kind of fairy tale. And they had the most wonderful, charmed lives. They would just go skipping through the day. People loved them. They enjoyed their company. They were marveled at for their talent and their good looks. And then an evil witch came along.
Oh.
Her name was the Passage of Time. She put a curse on these charming young men. And they began to age horribly and decay until they were just mere husks of their former selves and were reduced to having to talk to each other on Zoom. And then they died. The end.
I love happy endings.
And this brings me to the topic today, because we are talking about fairy tales. And every fairy tale that's ever been written is far more depressing and terrifying than that one I just told.
Yeah. Well,
that's my thesis.
I was looking forward to being very upbeat and enjoying the day, but, you know.
Screw that. They're horrifying.
They're, yeah. You know, so here.
Ah, what's that? Oh, look, that's lovely. That's Snow White.
That's you and me and five of our friends, and we're about to hit her over the head with the shovel and a pickaxe.
This is the wonderful fairy tale about the captive young woman and the gangbang.
That's right.
The little man.
Don't like the horrible. That's a frightening image.
It is. Now, wait, I'm trying. Okay, now this is the classic, so yeah. They're not the Disney dwarves.
No, so these guys killed the Disney dwarves before they entered the cottage.
Holy moly, look at these people.
I know, they look lascivious.
This, the one right next to the bed with the, yeah, with the pickaxe?
Yeah.
He's terrifying. Honestly, he looks a little like you.
Yeah, thank you. He's questioning whether or not his axe is sharp enough to penetrate her chest. Okay, I'll get out of there. That's scaring me.
This is okay. Horrible. Wow. That is a horrible picture.
I have to agree.
Now, this gives me the goal of everything else we talk about today. I need to find equally horrifying pictures from all of those stories. I remember hearing, you know, having stories read to me as a child, and these were not the classic ones. I mean, these were not like the Grimm's brothers, right from the book, with all of the horrifying mutilations and terror things.
Now,
these
now
were actual children's books, and they were still scary.
I had, and I'm going to bring up some of Grimm that you know about in a bit, but I had Grimm's Fairy Tales and Andersen's Fairy Tales. These are old books that were my dad's as a child. And my dad probably read them all, and that's why he used to keep me locked in a closet. I thought it was normal. What is the definition? Get ready to get your keyboard. What is the specific definition of a fairy tale? as opposed to a tall tale, for example?
Oh, I can tell you right now that the tall tale, I'm looking up fairy tale right now.
Okay.
But tall tale is just an exaggerated folk story.
Okay.
That, Paul Bunyan. That, yeah, like Paul Bunyan, like Rip Van Winkle, that kind of thing. Okay. A fairy tale, here's the official definition from the Oxford Dictionary.
Okay.
A children's story about magical and imaginary beings and lands. Something resembling a fairy tale in being magical, idealized, or extremely happy. Really? A fabric, or a fabricated story, especially one intended to deceive. So basically anything that happens in current day politics.
But why'd they call it a fairy tale and not like a wizard tale?
I don't know, because not every fairy tale has fairies in it.
That's right.
And fairies are definite magical beings. So that is interesting. Hmm. A lot of them do, though. A lot of the fairy tales do have a fairy that is an active participant.
I just scrolled down in the story on my other screen that was showing that picture of Snow White. And I guess I haven't read the real story anywhere in a long time, because I just came to a little paragraph. The queen, meanwhile, supposing that she had eaten the heart and tongue of her stepdaughter, believed that she was now above all the most beautiful women in the world. And stepped in before the mirror and said, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of us all?" And I replied, "Queen was fairest yesterday, Snow White is fairest now," they say. So she ate something thinking it was the heart and tongue of her stepdaughter. Probably the huntsman, remember the huntsman? Maybe he gave her something.
I think he cuts out the heart and tongue of a stag or something.
Oh,
I was hoping
it was takeout from Domino's. Once again, you've ruined my beautiful image.
The huntsman comes to the queen and says, "Close your eyes. I have the tongue of your stepdaughter," and thereby drops his pants.
Oh my God. We just went for our little G rating 2X phrase.
There is so much
murder,
mayhem, dismemberment.
Mm-hmm.
Torture.
Yeah.
Just horrible things.
And that's what invokes the little child.
Cannibalism. Definitely cannibalism.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
So that's why the parents, they always come before they've read one of the stories that come in. "All right, Johnny, pull up the blankets, get nice and comfy. Let's go ahead and dim the lights. Tonight, I'm going to read you the story about the horrifying creature that dismembered children and ate them. Are you ready?" "Yes, Daddy."
"Please, please." No, well, and that's it. These are bedtime stories.
Well, so, you know, Mother Goose nursery rhymes, but those nursery rhymes.
Yeah.
But they had the Grimm stories all had that kind of a feature. The one I want to talk about in a second is I'm seeing the sun go across my face here.
it fits with the background.
Actually. It does. Okay.
It's kind of very nice. It's like we're outside.
Outdoors, but I was going to talk about Faithful John, but you're right. And I don't understand. Was that the audience for these? Because there was a moral. A lot of times there was a moral.
They were moral stories. They were there to teach kids lessons.
Yeah, they're to teach kids to stay in your room and lock the door.
They taught them lessons. Your parents are evil and want to torture you. we were talking before we actually came on, and Daryl had said, "I have dibs on what is it, Faithful John or
Faithful John?
Faithful John." And I am not aware of this one. And so I can't wait to hear this story.
Well, you know what? I looked at it briefly. I didn't read it again. I read it when I was a kid out of this book that was my father's. So I'm going to give you the gist. I may have a little bit wrong story-wise, but you'll get the gist of why it's horrific and why I'm in therapy. So Faithful John was a servant to a king. And he was always there at the king's beck and call and did everything for him faithfully. And
it's the name.
That's the name. And something happened. I don't remember. There's a princess involved and a picture that's to remain hidden from the king's children. Something like that. And for some reason, the king starts to become suspicious of Faithful John. And he is going to have him executed or something, some spell. And he has Faithful John turn into a statue of stone. So the story goes on. It's kind of like the biblical story of Abraham and his son. He's turned to stone, and all of a sudden he starts to feel guilty or something. And he finds out, I don't know if it's a statue talking or from somebody else, but the only way to prove that he feels bad and he's contrite. And the only way he can prove that he loves Faithful John to bring him back is, of course, what else can you do but to behead your own children, and entrusting that the blood sprinkled on the statue will bring Faithful John back to life, which happens, which is exciting. The sad part of the story is that they actually were able to put the severed heads back on the children, and they survived too. So
is horrible.
Is that horrible? I remember reading this going,
I mean, the fact that the children came back to life.
I know. That's terrifying.
Oh my God, that's horrible. That's
frightening.
What good is a beheading if it doesn't really last?
Now, if it was me, I'd turn it to a little bit of a comedy. I put the wrong heads on the wrong bodies.
And in the wrong places.
In the wrong places. So Faithful John comes back, and I guess what it is, it was the king was, I don't remember if he's hopeful that his children would come back to life, if he knew they'd come back to life. I like to believe that he knew that the possibility would be that they come back to life. I don't remember the story. So go ahead, audience, go pick that one up and read it today. And then,
especially if you have small children, make sure you read it to them.
That's right. It'd be nice if you had a pair of small children. It would really be a very personal story.
And if you had like a really good friend that you could have sit next to you while you're reading and think, if I ever turn him to stone, watch out.
And I would say, if I ever turn him to stone, you know what? I think I'd like him as a statue. None of you are coming back.
Wow.
Isn't it terrible? It's really horrifying.
Weird. Well, yeah. I mean, look at one of my favorites, Hansel and Gretel, a story completely about cannibalism and murder and greed. And I think just about all of the seven deadly sins actually is included. Gluttony. Right, yeah. Because Hansel and Gretel are going to eat the witch's house.
Right. Isn't lust one of the sevens? I don't think that's in there.
Hansel and Gretel, I believe, had a relationship beyond being brother and sister. Yeah,
I knew you tied in somehow. Thank you.
I don't know, but it's an incredible thing. Now that's another. Hansel and Gretel is a Grimm's tale, right? Yeah, it is.
Is it okay?
I think so. But, you know, there are scholars that say that Little Red Riding Hood was the first and original werewolf story.
That's interesting.
I don't understand that per se, because the wolf was a wolf.
Right.
But I think the fact that the wolf disguised himself as a human, you know, the grandma.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right, right.
And was able to fool Little Red Riding Hood. Come on, you know, that's incredible. And it's probably because the Little Red Riding Hood's actual grandmother was hideous. Because she's not that surprised by the fact that grandma's eyes are that big, her ears are that big, you know.
Yeah. What would be the moral of Hansel and Gretel? They did push. They push her into the oven at the end, right?
They ended up, yes, rescuing themselves and by killing the witch. And so, I think did not end up eating the house because the witch was so delicious in her own self. I my guess is, I have not read this in a long, long time. If I ever actually read Hansel and Gretel, more than a sanitized version of it. But my guess is, gluttony led them to that problem and not listening to their parents and that kind of thing.
Okay. I was thinking maybe a story of self-reliance.
It ends up that way. They do save themselves.
Yeah.
But no, the poor witch, she was just protecting her property.
I know. Damn children. Get off my gingerbread house.
That's very strange.
There are other stories of, we're sticking with talking about Grimm's fairy tales, but best known storytellers of folk tales, Cinderella, the Frog Prince, Hansel and Gretel, Little Red Riding Hood.
Cinderella, that's a horrifying one. I mean, you look at the stepsisters trying to get their feet into the shoe, they cut one cuts her toes off, the other one cuts her heel off.
That's right. That's right. A very attractive look too. If the prince said, "Oh, you fit it in there, so it's a bloody mushy mess, but I guess you're it."
But it's kind of hot.
It's kind of hot, yeah. How about Rapunzel? What's a bad thing about that?
Well, I mean, she's kept prisoner in a tower.
So what's the problem with this story? Oh, I'm sorry. You just addressed what you thought
it
was.
You know what they never really talk about? They make it sound like a bad thing that she's being kept in a tower. She obviously has excellent plumbing because she can keep her hair that clean and healthy.
I don't know. You see all the guys who try climbing up the hair and just slip right off?
A little greasy here. But look at that one. It's that, the prince... it's climbing up and the witch knocks him off and he falls into the brambles and blinds himself. Jeez. I mean, just picture that. Think about that. Just
how do we make it through our childhood?
It's an amazing thing.
Oh my God.
Because these are, no one thinks twice about these, it's just, these are kids' stories. And I mean, obviously a lot of this has been, perpetuated by Disney because they made them palatable, but still, I don't know about you. I always ended up being terrified in Disney movies. There was always something that was really scary.
You're talking about like last week kind of thing.
Yeah. No, I can't watch.
Interesting. I don't know. I got scared of Disney's dark rides at Disneyland, but I don't know if this story's ever.
I remember seeing when I was a little kid, seeing Snow White, and it obviously it wasn't in the theater. It couldn't have been in the theater, but the witch in Snow White scared the shit out of me. She was scary.
Yeah.
And
Sleeping Beauty, was it Maleficent?
Yeah. Until she became, Angelina Jolie, and
then
that was much better.
Remember the story Rumpelstiltskin?
Yeah. He's going to steal the firstborn of the princess.
By spinning straw into gold.
Mm-hmm. Which, to me, that's not kidnapping. That is a business arrangement.
Yeah. Before he did this and he made the arrangement, he went ahead to look what the exchange rate was for the dollar versus the yen.
Honestly, I think he got taken. they ended up with the gold and he ended up with a squalling baby. Not a good deal. This is not a good businessman.
In revisiting our youth, it really is amazing that we came through. My mom, did your parents read you stories when you were a little boy in bed?
I'm sure. I don't remember. I blacked it out
Yeah.
because of the terror. But no, I'm sure my parents read me stories.
Well,
did you? I mean,
your now, parents used to fly down to my house and read me stories. I don't know what they did for you.
Very nice.
Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Cohen. Yeah.
Mommy, will you read me a story? Can't. Got to get on a plane.
It's Daryl's bedtime. Got to get there. Our precious little Daryl. It's stop being so whiny, Greg.
Now, obviously, the Grimm's tales were, I think, the worst.
Right.
I never actually read Hans Christian Andersen's the stories, but I love the movie with Danny Kaye.
I love the movie too.
Wasn't that a great movie? I've not seen that in years. Great music. It was really kind of a cool story that incorporated kind of a biography of Hans Christian Andersen into a fairy tale of its own, which was really cool.
That's true. But the stories he told, I'm thinking about them. None of them were horrifying. Thumbelina.
I don't remember Thumbelina per se, but The Ugly Duckling was about, you know, being ostracized for being different.
Yeah, they didn't cut his head off and try to put blood on it to put it back together.
No, but it would have worked. The Little Mermaid, she loses her voice to become something that she isn't, you know?
Like Beverly Sills in the opera.
The Red Shoes.
Okay.
Magical shoes because the ballerina wanted to dance, and then she put them on and could not stop dancing.
Oh, I forgot that part.
Pretty horrible stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty horrible stuff.
Yeah.
I think the red shoes were red because they were soaked with blood. there's some horrible stuff. Not quite as physically terrifying, I would say, as the Grimm's brothers, but still emotionally stunning.
it is really interesting to think about it because, again, mostly growing up with the Disney stories, how sanitized they were and changed, that we really had no clue of some of the real stories behind this. That is kind of interesting.
There's the Pied Piper of Hamelin.
That's right.
A mass murderer.
Of the rats?
Of the rats, but then when the town didn't pay up to his liking, he took the children and drowned them. He led them to the river and drowned them.
Yeah, your parents definitely tell you stories because they added horrifying endings, everything for you.
Yeah, it was
in my version, they went out and the Pied Piper bought them all PF Flyer tennis shoes, and they all ran and played in the playground.
I remember them reading 101 Dalmatians to me, and right before the Dalmatians were rescued by the dogs, they shut the book and said, and then Cruella de Vil murdered all the puppies and sold them at the local grocery store, and that's what you're eating tonight.
And your mom was wearing a coat made out of dogs. Oh, man.
No, but it's... if you look at, you know, an adventure story, Peter Pan was an adventure story, right? Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of horrifying aspects to that. And I mean, just think about the darlings waiting for their children to come home because they've been kidnapped by a magical creature flew in their window.
With a loosely sewn shadow on him. And that was really kind of beneath them to have a guy who couldn't hang out to his own shadow.
and honestly, I don't know that Peter Pan literally didn't grow up. He just never learned to use the toilet properly. Oh, what's that smell? It's stale urine. Peter's back.
Oh my God. Thank God for handheld phones and games to be played on them. You going to sleep, Billy? Yeah, I'm words with friends. I'll be done. Want to hear a bedtime story? Nah.
No, I'm busy.
I'm busy.
No, it's an interesting phenomenon. They're still being told. There's still movies being made of them. Now, the recent thing is to take the original stories and now make them into horror movies, right? But I think Hansel and Gretel.
Oh yeah.
Came out as Hansel and Gretel the Witch Hunters or something like that.
Yes.
Which was really clever. That there was a Grimm's Brother movie with, was it Matt Damon? Was he in that?
That sounds familiar. I didn't see it.
But it was also kind of a horror film, you know.
Did you have a favorite story to be told as a little boy that you'd like to hear over and over again? I don't know if I can actually. I may have had one. I can't recall, but
I don't remember. I'd be surprised if I didn't. You know, I do know that I always thought Jack and the Beanstalk was a cool story, which is why I entered my life of crime. Because it was all about, you know, burglary. It was...
You know, the Disney version where there's the harp, magic harp.
Right.
And she sings to, I guess, is it Donald, Mickey, and Goofy? I think that's who the characters are in Go Up the Stock.
Did they do?
I remember thinking the harp sang so beautifully and she was really pretty. I used to fall in love with cartoon characters.
Oh my God, yes.
I mean, for my mom and dad to leave the room so I can propose to them, you know. Please run away with me. Leave all the erasers behind.
I'm still a little smitten with Pocahontas. Yeah. When she's doing those cartwheels and that short little skirt.
Oh, God.
Oh, thank God for free.
Gross. the sexiest one, of course, is what's her face from Roger Rabbit.
Oh,
okay. Well, yeah, this is yeah. This is Jessica Rabbit. Come on, that's
what are we talking about? We're talking about cartoon porn.
We are scholarly men discussing a very important topic. Okay,
obviously these let's kind of pull it back here. These stories were written, once again, for a purpose, to teach lessons to children. And nothing teaches lessons to children better than the fear of death and consequences like that. You think they would have survived as long as they have without that sense of horror? I don't know that
that's
they would.
That's a really interesting question. First of all, why were they famous in the first place? But then again, early on, I guess the Grimm brothers were like in the early 1800s, maybe earlier. I don't know.
I think early 1800s. I'll look that up while you're telling.
Okay. Me. There wasn't maybe a large selection, and maybe just because it was so. Replete across the land with being a book that was popular, maybe that's how they had its longevity, because there wasn't much else to choose from. I don't know. I can't imagine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They were actually born in 1785 and 1786. Interesting.
So they really were brothers.
They were brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking stuff up here too. I was looking at my stock portfolio because I can't think of anything else to say.
This is interesting. Is that
okay?
You know how they always have questions about things.
Yeah.
What is the darkest Brothers Grimm story?
Oh, please.
And they say the robber bridegroom. I didn't number one. I didn't realize that was a Grimm's Brothers.
Okay.
It's one of the Grimm Brothers' darkest tales. It is the tale of the daughter of a miller who is betrothed to a suitor by her father. She has a bad feeling about him and tries to avoid him. Even thinking about him makes her shudder. That's all they say.
That's weird.
That's great.
Going to ask AI right now. I'm using the Bing AI. What is the scariest children's story?
I should say
the scariest fairy tale. Let's do that. The scariest fairy tale. And let's see what Bing AI comes up with. It's looking now. It says, is searching for scariest fairy tale.
There are so many to choose from.
There are many fairy tales that can be considered scary. Some of the scariest fairy tales include The Juniper Tree.
Oh my God!
Which is a story of infanticide and revenge. The Dead Mother, which is a fairy tale from Russia that is equal parts sweet and horrifying. Dead Mother.
Wow.
But this is interesting. And Pinocchio, which was turned into a donkey and swallowed by a giant sea monster in the Disney cartoon version. Other scary fairy tales include Sun, Moon, and Talia. The Strange Feast.
I don't even want to think what that one is about.
Oh, here's one that says it all in the title. Penta of the Chopped Off Hands. And the Flayed Old Woman.
These are lovely titles. You just read the titles to kids, you know? That's it.
That's enough.
Yeah. It really is. It's a strange art form. Now, as far as the Grimm's brothers go, I believe, and I could be completely wrong about this, that what they did not come up with their own stories. They wrote them down. They were like passed on through word of mouth.
Okay.
And they actually took them
curated them.
They curated them. Yeah. Okay. And wrote them and down for posterity.
Here's something on the Weird Little Words worlds.com. The Little Cinder Girl. And they show a picture. And it says, as one of the bloodiest stories in the Grimm collection, this scary fairy tale teaches the value of tending graves and letting the universe take revenge on your enemies. This is a child's story. Would you like to see the picture?
Oh, can you share it?
Sure.
Oh, I can't wait.
There you go. Isn't that sweet?
You know what? Stephen King has nothing on these guys.
Oh, man.
That is...
That's a weird picture.
And then you sit there and say, and look what we bought you. We got you a doll. That is... That is so creepy. Yeah, I think I'm not gonna sleep for a week now, so I'm tired of talking about this. I think it's time for us to go.
I didn't sleep last night as it was. Maybe I knew we were gonna be talking about such horrific things.
But this is even more disturbing than I thought it was going to be. So there you go. So thanks for listening, everybody.
We hope you are uplifted by this wonderful revisit of your childhood.
Just realize exactly how good you have it, because you are not being turned to stone or having your head cut off.
That's right.
Or being burned alive or whatever that Cinder Girl thing was. Have a wonderful day.
Have a wonderful day.
And be happy and be healthy.
Absolutely.
And... let us all live happily ever after.
Oh my God, how schmaltzy. And oh my God, look who's sleeping in my bed.
It's a bear. They're going to eat you.
All right, you guys. Have a good one, I guess, huh?
Keep smiling.
Keep smiling. Try as you might. Bye-bye.
Bye. All joking aside.